a lot going on out there. It looks like Boris Johnson has not resigned yet. If you missed that news flash earlier, Boris Johnson to resign today, we're told. Boris Johnson is going to resign today as the Prime Minister of the UK. Could happen. We're not sure. It could happen at any time. And, of course, we'll share that as soon as I see it cross the wires here. It follows this whole series of scandals, ethics scandals. All right, so it has just happened. We've got it now breaking. He has just announced. There it is. Announcing his resignation Thursday, Johnson said he would stay until the Conservative Party picks a new leader, despite multiple people, including his two latest cabinet appointments, calling on him to step down immediately amid ethics scandals. Dozens of ministers and officials of his Conservative government have resigned this week. One of his closest allies told him to resign for the good of the country just 2 days after he was appointed to the Prime Minister. Here's part of the letter from Nadim Zahawi. Prime Minister, this is not sustainable, and it will only get worse for you, for the Conservative Party, and most importantly, for all the country. You must do the right thing and go now. Education Secretary Michelle Donnellan, who was also appointed just 2 days ago, announced her resignation today. Spent 2 days in the job. As recently as yesterday, he was defiant, arguing he had mandates from the voters. But a group of Johnson's most trusted cabinet ministers visited him at his office in Downing Street, telling him to stand down after losing the trust of the party. But Johnson instead opted to fight for his political career. Well, that fight didn't last long. Johnson agreeing to resign. And now we're told that he has done that. That came in just minutes ago. Just minutes ago. He had been in the middle of numerous scandals, was Boris Johnson. And finally, it was just too much. Yeah, but, it's the end of the great hair of world leaders. You know, Donald Trump and Boris Johnson, the worst hair there is. But he's going to stay until there's a new chief. What I don't have here, what's interesting, what I don't have, he announces his resignation, but we don't have the announcement. What we don't have is his announcement. And that's kind of odd with the announcement. And I don't see a video of it. I don't see a typewritten statement. But apparently he's done it. He just hasn't. I don't know where it came from. I don't know where it came from. Meanwhile, some senators. We'll get back to that when we have more. A group of six progressive American U.S. senators. Ripping the Biden administration's extraordinarily disappointing response to the request last year to remove marijuana as a Schedule I controlled substance. The Justice Department taking 6 months to provide the senators with a half-page response that simply said the Department of Health and Human Services doesn't recognize marijuana as a safe treatment for any disease or condition. And those senators took issue with all that. It is obvious that cannabis has widely accepted medical benefits, affirmed by medical and scientific communities both here and across the globe, so said Senators Warren, Booker, Gildebrandt, Markey, Wyden, and Sanders. You know, you're Bernie Sanders. Smoke the weed, Bernie. You got it. The therapeutic properties of cannabis caused by the effects of both the tetrahydrocannabinol alpha THC and cannabidiol, CBD, make it an excellent alternative to highly addictive opiates for pain relief. Biden had pledged to decriminalize pot, by the way, and expunge past convictions related to the drug while on the campaign trail in 2020, but his administration's done nothing about that. The House voting 220 to 204 to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level in April. Three Republicans voting yes, two Democrats voting no, but the legislation stalled in the Senate, hasn't gotten off the ground there. The administration's failure to coordinate a timely review of its cannabis policy is harming thousands of Americans, slowing research, and depriving Americans of their ability to use marijuana for medical or other purposes, so said the senators, while having lunch at Taco Bell, their eyes bloody. What? Eating a Taco Bell? Maybe that was just me. Maybe that was just me. Yes. Yeah, well, they're doing the best they can. And one last little political tidbit. Myra Flores hitting back hard after the New York Times called her a far-right Latina. And labeling her as the biggest risks to the Democrat Party are the far-right Latinas. Like Myra Flores, Republican of Texas. She responds, "I am proud of my culture and my beautiful family. I was born in Mexico, raised with strong conservative values to always put God and family first. I received only hate from the liberal media and constantly been told by the left to back to Mexico. They don't support us immigrants. They only use us for political power, don't care about our well-being. I'm here now, and I won't allow them to continue taking advantage of my people. The New York Times knows nothing about me or our culture. We are people of God, family, and work. Si, senor," she wrote. Good for her. Good for her. Calling them far-right extremists, did the New York Times. We are people of God, family, and work. What extremists they are. Quick break and time for sports. Don't go anywhere.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. thegrindscore.com.